Today we're going down in submarines.
I go into the most powerful sub in the ocean.
And I go down in one of the smallest.
Problems underwater can lead to disaster. I experience firsthand what to do in an emergency.
You'll see more subs than you ever knew existed.
Come with us as we reach new depths.
Powerful mechanics for kids!
You pedal it to make it go.
And these are the engineering students who built Omer 3.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Later on in the show, we'll take you to the International Submarine Races. They're held in the U.S. Navy's giant water tank, and you'll see why these guys became world champs.
The races are not just for fun. It took these guys 1 year to build this sub, and the technology that they invented has helped to improve much bigger subs.
Like the giant nuclear sub I checked out.
This sub has more firepower on it than what was exploded in all the wars in modern history.
So I don't think they're gonna let me touch too much.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to the Rhode Island.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, we're one of America's largest submarines. We're a Trident submarine.
So is it true we're really walking on missiles?
In fact, we are, Jay. When we're submerged and we want to launch a missile, we open up this door, the missile comes out of the tube, the rocket motor starts in the air, and away it goes.
This is the nerve center of the sub. The control room where they drive the ship.
Pump center to broadcast, bring the Zebia to the con.
Mayday! 9-0. 9-4.
Orders go to the helmsman, who steers us up from here.
Would you like to try it, Jay?
I'd love to try it.
That's it?
Yep.
This is how you can control the direction the ship is driving, and the depth of the ship, and the angle of the ship.
Range, 0.2 divisions in high power.
There are no windows in a submarine, but there are two ways to see outside. The first is the periscope.
Jay, look through the periscope and tell me what you see.
Okay. Is that the submarine?
Yes, it's a submarine just like the one you're on now.
That's cool. Once the sub goes deeper than periscope depth, the other way to see is by using sound. You see, sonar sends out waves which bounce off rocks, ships, even fish.
Okay, right here. Hear that noise?
Yeah.
Right there, that's a whale?
Underwater microphones called hydrophones hear the sounds, and computers turn them into pictures. And that's how they navigate. This is a missile. There are 24 of them on this sub. Think of the distance between the east and the west coast. This sub is huge, longer than 2 football fields. But it can still travel undetected to any area of the globe. This is where you sleep.
Nine of us.
Nine of you. how do you get in there? It's like a shoebox in there.
Crawl in it. You'll like it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll like it, but I'll crawl in.
You comfy?
Wow! These are the torpedoes. In times of war, they would launch torpedoes from in here to sink enemy ships or subs.
Would you like to look inside one?
Sure.
Whoa!
You're looking at the very first attack submarine in history. The Americans used it to sneak up on a British warship during the American Revolution. It was called the Turtle because it looked like two turtle shells put together. One person drove it by cranking and pedaling with his hands and his feet. The Turtle tried to screw a bomb into the ship's bottom. The bomb didn't stick. But the mysterious invisible attack was enough to scare away the British.
Huh? Let's pretend you're a submarine. Huh? A submarine has large tanks along the outside of its hull. When it floats on the surface, the tanks are filled with air, which makes it lighter than water. To dive, the air is pushed out, and the tanks are filled with water. This makes the sub heavier, and it sinks. To surface, water is blown out of the tanks and is replaced with compressed air. This makes the submarine lighter than water, and it floats to the surface.
Submarine is very much like a real submarine. You have a ballast system, you have propulsion, you have control. We use gas, propelled gas, the same stuff that you buy at the hobby shop to eject the water.
The part I like most about model submarining is the challenge of building them, and it's really fun when you're out driving them around.
RC, radio control. It's the ability by radio to control remotely a vehicle. Adjusting the stern planes, checking the linkage for clearance and non-binding.
Right here is the ballast tank, and this is one of the really cool parts about the submarine because it makes it submerge and go up. If you want to submerge, this lets air out that's in the ballast tank, so it fills up with water and goes down. And if you want to dive up, you just take this, and it's compressed gas, so it pushes gas into the ballast tank, so it rises.
Okay, the model's been completed, but prior to each run, you have to do your systems tests, which involves hooking up the watertight cylinder, making up the linkages, testing those linkages for clear on-binding operation, propulsion. So first thing we're going to do, we get it into water, we vent the ballast tank, and like a real submarine, it sinks. And we're ready for patrol.
This is the sub that my dad built, and it shoots torpedoes like this one. They go about 30 feet in the water, and while they're going in the water, they spin.
No, not the destroy button! Give me the gun! Give me the gun!
Charlie's here with another wacky experiment.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So, what do all these aluminum cans have to do with the submarine?
Well, a submarine hull needs to be circular, just like these cans. Otherwise, the water pressure would just crush it. Let me show you why. Nabil here has agreed to be a part of our experiment today. Now, today, Nabil is going to be our submarine. Now, take this bucket of water and put it on top of our submarine. That feels pretty heavy, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, now just imagine 10 of these buckets stacked one on top of the other. You see, the more water you're under, the heavier it presses down on you. Now, if you're a diver or a submarine, the pressure comes from all directions, from the top, from the bottom, and from the sides. Now, a perfectly rounded surface can withstand the most pressure.
Let me show you just how strong one of these empty aluminum cans really is. Alicia, I need 2 volunteers.
Okay. Okay, I got one. Him right there and her.
Great. Guys, come on down here. What is your name?
Natasha,
and your name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Okay, Natasha, if you would, please, put 1 foot up here and put all your weight on it, and I want you to lift yourself right off the ground. Now, see, you'll notice it supports the weight, but go ahead and step off of there. If I give Lawrence a stick, when she puts the weight back on there, lift yourself up and give the side a little bit of a poke, you're down for the count. So as soon as there are any imperfections in a circular surface, it makes it weaker. That's why a sub's hull is pierced by as few holes as possible, usually just the missile hatches and where you enter. Okay, Jeffrey, I want you to put some weight on top of this seemingly flimsy piece of paper. See, now you notice it holds. Now go ahead and take the weight off. And I want you to put the same weight on this piece of paper with 4 sides, okay? It's not gonna happen, is it? And that's because a circular surface evenly disperses the weight. And that's why you don't make square submarines.
Hey, what about me?
How low can you go in the sea? Almost 11,000 meters. If you went up from sea level instead of down, that's as high as a jet plane flies above the Earth. It's in a spot called the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. Only 2 people riding in 1 amazing submarine have ever reached the bottom. You might think they did it in the latest high-tech Navy sub. Actually, it was one of the very first deep water subs ever made, the Trieste. They reached the bottom way back in 1960. They had to pour in 13 tons of steel pellets to get it to sink that low. To surface, they gradually released the pellets. No one has ever come close to reaching that depth since.
That submariners have to go through. And I'm gonna get into it up close. That could be the enemy. Fire is one of the most dangerous things that could happen on a sub. That's why here they practice firefighting. Burning everywhere, it's literally a race against the clock.
Light in the engine room.
With all the water pressure on the hull, a leak of any size could lead to disaster. The more water that comes in, the greater the danger there is of the sub sinking. That's why every crew member must know how to repair all kinds of leaks, no matter how wet. How deep or how cold? So how is it that they can do all this stuff without getting hurt? Above ground, in this facility, behind these doors, crews practice hazardous situations, too dangerous to try on real subs. Let's find out how.
In each of the training rooms, an instructor sits in the back and programs a computer to simulate different problems.
Like in the fire practice room. They use propane gas to create real flames, and the instructor controls the fire from here.
Rig shift for fire and general emergency.
Same thing in the wet room. The instructor programs all kinds of leaks for the submariners to deal with.
Quarterback, sound.
Some of the training simulators seem dangerous and realistic. But since it's all controlled, I had a great time. It's named after Alvin, the cartoon chipmunk, and it's the busiest research sub in the biz. Since 1962, Alvin has made more than 3,000 dives. It's been stuck in crevices, a attacked by a swordfish who was eating for supper, lost its arm and had to go back and get it. And once, a cable holding to the ship snapped. The people inside managed to scramble out, lucky for them, because it was lost for almost a year, 5,000 feet down. The Navy got it back. It's found new kinds of life, and a 20-megaton hydrogen bomb the Navy lost. Alvin was also the first sub to see the wreck of Titanic close up.
We're back with the world champions of human-powered submarine racing.
And this sub is like a shark in the water.
It tore its opponents to shreds. It went twice the speed of most of the other subs in the race.
And since some of the subs are watertight, the people inside use scuba tanks to breathe.
Like Francois, the pilot of the champion sub.
What's the secret to making your sub go so much faster than everyone else's?
Well, our sub has something that other subs don't have. We have a computer on board. What it does is takes care of the propeller blade. The propeller blade can change angle. So when we want to go faster, we increase the blade. So we get more water in the blade. So that's why we accelerate so fast. The guy who's inside has to have a lot of practice. And he has to train really hard before these races to perform in.
Is it hard to steer?
At first, yeah. It's like steering a plane because you're like in a three-dimensional environment. So you have to look at the bottom and the sides at the same thing. So at first, it's really not like walking on a street. It's really like driving a plane.
Did you ever crash?
With this submarine, no. But Omer 1 crashed a couple of times, yeah.
Congratulations on your win.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, I can't go down in Omer 3, because it's a wet sub, and I'm not a certified diver. But I can go in the ocean, into another mini sub. Unless you're a fish or a trained diver, views like this, you just can't see. Until now, that is. I'm on my way to Catalina Island, off the California coast, to do some underwater exploration. I'm going down under in this. It's called a Seamobile. It's a two-man sub, but in this case, a two-woman tourist sub.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Sam. She's gonna help me drive the sub. And this is Will. He's one of our safety features.
This is a master control panel. This is the pilot station, and I get harnessed out here. I control everything from here. As soon as we go underwater, you have a dual set of controls inside, and you can drive if you want to.
Of course I want to. This sub is really different. It floats just like a boat.
Yeah, it sits on the surface like a boat, but we fly it because we've got two cylinders that are filled with air. To go under the water, you have to let all the air out, and then you float just beneath the surface, and then the propellers come on and force you down.
So it's kind of like a helicopter underwater.
Yeah, that's right.
In a regular submarine, if you let all the air out, it'll go to the bottom. In this submarine, there is enough air in the cabin that you will always remain at surface.
Great, so let's try it.
All right, let's go.
Am I going the right way?
Yeah, there's no wrong way down here. There are no highways, there are no roads, there are no stop signs, there are no green lights.
So, oh my gosh. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm a fish now. I can feel it.
Okay,
I'm a fish.
Okay, here we are.
Okay, Alicia, you've got the control.
All right, I'm controlling.
Just keep pushing the red button to go down.
What's the maximum depth we can go?
The machine's rated for 150 feet.
It's really almost like a video game. All you're doing is just taking the joystick and going where you want to, and you have no worries.
You're doing great in there.
Thank you. It feels great down here.
The vertical thrusters is what keeps us under.
There are also two thrusters in the back that makes us go forward.
That is so pretty.
Can the bubble leak?
Well, it shouldn't do because there's two seals on it, but if it did, then there's a water detector and you just abort the dive and it sends you straight back to the surface.
What's the worst thing that could happen down here?
Can't find any fish?
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Sub in space.
Check this out. There's an idea to send a submarine to space. It would get red hot and melt through the ice of Europa, one of Jupiter's moons. It would check to see if there was any extraterrestrial life in the ocean below.
Well, that's another episode of Flipper. I mean PMK.
You never know what we're gonna do next. Hey, we never know.
Can't this baby go any faster?
Whatever you say.
Ha! Oh!